Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Is Twitter the perfect blueprint for what most tech companies should do to make companies profitable in this new era?
Yes. Short answer is yes. I think because of quantitative easing and the money flowing easily, and everyone on Instagram telling everyone to be entrepreneurs, that they confused the audience into thinking that it was easy to grow, scale, and be profitable. Now, going into this recession, which I called November of last year, you have to find a way. And I've been telling my team this, even when I went to the street, normally, you know, CNBC, their shows have a bigger set. Kramer himself is down to him, a producer, and three screens. As big as Mad Money is. I'm watching the halftime report. Shout out to God, I mean, everyone I met there. Everyone's producing, like, when I was talking to Loon, I'm like, you have to be able to create your own segments, be your own field producer. We see you guys, you got to be able to shoot, audio engineer, edit, color grade, and do social. The world is changing. The era that from 2023 to 2030 is if you are not able to do the job of five people, you will not be hired. This goes for every business genre. And behind the scenes with what Elon has done, even though it's been sloppy, a lot of venture capital firms are now expecting companies to do the same thing that he is doing, which is to have a lighter staff, produce higher returns, and it also gives you a longer runway for capital. So you have more capital in your business and you don't have as short of a runway. So companies that were thinking about maybe going out of business in 12 months, by scaling down their workforce, they now have 24, 36 months of cash available. You're going to see every major tech company, and as much as I hate to say it, because I've had a chance to meet some great people at Meta probably needs to cut 50% of their workforce in order to be viable. We're going to see this at scale. As a person, if you have a job or if you're an entrepreneur, I can't say it, but I'll give you guys a rounded number. I asked someone on the floor, I'm like, hey, I saw a trader get preferential treatment. She's now going to become partner. I said, hey, what did she do to become partner? He said she replaced the work of 10 people in 1 year with people who were here with me 4 or 5 years prior. In 1 year, she replaced 10. And these were not low level, and these were big dogs. And she came in and replaced minimum of 10. That's why I always go back to risk to reward. If I'm putting a dollar in, can I get 10 out? Can I get 11 out? Can I get 50? If I can get 50, I'll do that all day. So yes, this era, we're going to have to go back to being ultra efficient because the capital is not there, and in a recession, you have to make drastic cuts in order to be more successful.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Now that I think of it, you're dead on, especially in this space. And you've seen it a lot of times when we're on the road, you're like, wait, you guys, you're doing everything. And it's like, yeah, we do everything because we want to know every piece of our business, but it makes it more efficient, right? We're not even thinking of the standpoint of like, yeah, we're more profitable because we don't have to pay people to do it. At some point, we obviously do, but it's like, we want to know how to make this work even if no one's here. And so if you're talking about from that, from a tech standpoint, it makes perfect sense to cut back and figure out who's the most skilled, right? Not even how many skills do you have, but who's the most skilled, because the most skilled person is probably going to be the most efficient one that's going to get the job done at an expedited time. I'm thinking about it from the standpoint, and when we're looking at tech companies, because you said it was sloppy.
Yeah.
And if you look at the reports of the inverse of what's happened, obviously with the Twitter, but what has it done to the other company that he also, you know, owns, right? So that inverse of how it's affected the Tesla stock, it's been a negative impact just because of how, you know, the investment has gone to Twitter, and people are trying to figure out how is this going to be profitable? Will it affect the other company? Like, that's the piece that's interesting to me as well. What's your thoughts on that?
The truth is, great company, but Tesla is highly overvalued. And I would argue if John Mulally was there or any other American car executive, the price of Tesla now would have been there last year. The only reason that the value of Tesla is so high is because he's sitting in that seat. Yeah. But I think everyone is thinking too short-sighted. We are in a recession, even though they won't announce it. Breaking news, we're in a recession. And if he's able to get this SpaceX off and the Neuralink thing, icon living, Jaden Smith, right?
Yeah, true.
Different level of wealth, easy $2 trillion, right? So I think, and I've said it before and I'll say it again, please listen up, please write this down. The stock market is at the actual price where it should be once they took the steroids out of the market. I don't want to tell you anything though. Apple, Microsoft, as much as we fight it, and then, you know, I make the statement about going into cybersecurity and people are like, oh, they wouldn't do it. Why wouldn't they? Now, Apple has announced they're going to finally put out that car. And I put in a group text the reason why they're launching that car in that particular year. Please be mindful. There's only maybe 10 or 15 great companies. You don't need more information. You need to double down and put more capital into the companies that run the world so you can be rich. The question is, do you want to be rich or do you want to debate and not be accountable? Because the truth is, whenever Trey Rashad get to Dubai, wherever the hell they're going, right? And I get next to Ken Griffin at Citadel, in 4 years when you run it to us, my first question to you is going to be, did you put in enough work for you to make $10 to $15 million in a year? You have the same information that we have. And the crazy part is I'm giving away all my real information in real time. Are you building every day? They just told you Robert is already rich, but he is still up and punctual every day. Put in chat, yes. And for the last 365 days, you haven't missed a day of work, no matter what happened in your life. The recession proves who really, and we hear all these stories in 1929 and 99 and 2001 about people who seize opportunities. I don't see enough people seizing. I see too many people talking, and I want to steer you guys back, right? So I think Elon, although it was sloppy, things are going to change. And if that happens in Silicon Valley, what do you think is going to happen in the middle of America? I told you guys a story. Apple team has a $2 trillion cash fund that is managed by 7 people. It is a minimum requirement for everybody in Red Panda Rebellion to bring in $10 million themselves, so you would not be on the team. The hell I need 50 people for if they have 7? But, and if you want to be an asset to a team, You got an episode of Assets and Liabilities this week? No, you got the final season. Revolt, time to renew. Shout out to Tavi. I appreciate you, brother. But if you want to be an asset to a team, find out how you can come in and 10x the business or 5x the business. It's an easy way to get a job. I think the era of easy jobs, easy partnerships, easy stocks, easy NFTs, which will crumble, and I said they will fall, and no one believed me, is gone. Now we're in the era of the super producer. And it's going to get to a point where you're going to have to 5X or 10X some shit just to get in the door. Otherwise, you can do it on your own and keep the capital costs down. What are your thoughts?
Capital costs down.
Have to.
Yeah. I think you hit the nail on the head. Anything you want to add to that, Troy?
No, I think that you ended it perfectly. Keep the capital costs down. Find the most efficient people. That's going to be the theme of this week, right? Look, do an analysis of the people that you're around, especially in business and in the entrepreneurial world. Who is adding value at the most efficient level?
Everybody don't make the cut. It hurt too. Boy. Phew. Everybody don't get to make 2023.
Subtract the weak links from out the chaining. Rise and start reigning. Okay. Let's be more efficient.
My graduates from my school being Forbes. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
A mic drop. Backdrop.
Backdrop.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.